Alright everybody, welcome back to Res Hire Daily, your daily dose of mindset magic, brought to you by yours truly, Jake Carter. Today we're diving into something super powerful, something that can be a total game changer for your mental health. The incredible power of forgiveness. Now, I know what some of you are thinking, forgiveness, that sounds kinda touchy-feely. And yeah, it might not be your typical 5-minute fix, but trust me, this stuff is serious business. Holding on to grudges, resentment, anger, it's like carrying around a backpack full of rocks, weighing you down and making every step harder. Forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened, it's about releasing those heavy feelings so you can finally move forward, free and unburdened. So, let's break down the 5-minute mindset moves to unlock that power. Number 1. Recognize the root. Forgiveness starts with understanding why you're holding onto this anger or resentment in the first place. Think about what happened. Who was involved? What emotions came up for you? Journaling can be a great tool here. Get those thoughts and feelings out on paper, so they don't keep swirling around in your head like a storm. Number 2. Separate fact from feeling. Ever notice how our feelings about something can be totally different from the actual facts? You know that feeling when someone says something hurtful, and you immediately see malicious intent? It's easy to jump to conclusions, but try to see things objectively. What really happened? Was it intentional? Could there be another explanation? Sometimes, realizing this difference can help soften those hard feelings. Number 3. Shift your perspective. This one takes practice, but it's powerful. Instead of focusing on the harm done, try to view the situation from a different angle. Maybe the person who wronged you was going through their own struggles, or maybe they didn't even realize the impact of their actions. Not an excuse, just perspective. It doesn't erase the hurt, but it can help you understand things better, and that understanding can pave the way for forgiveness. Number 4. Practice empathy. Now, empathy doesn't mean condoning what happened. It means trying to truly understand where the other person is coming from. What might have motivated their actions? What were they feeling? This isn't about excusing them, it's about expanding your own understanding, breaking down those walls of anger and resentment. Number 5. Let go with intention. Forgiveness isn't a one-time event. It's an ongoing process, like a muscle you need to strengthen. Take time each day to consciously let go of those negative feelings. Imagine them floating away like bubbles, lighter than air. You can even say it out loud, I choose to forgive person's name for. Okay, now, picture this. You're at work, and a coworker constantly takes credit for your ideas. It's been driving you crazy for weeks, making you feel undervalued and frustrated. Sounds familiar, right? Now imagine consciously choosing to forgive them. Maybe they're insecure and crave validation. Maybe they don't even realize what they're doing. Choosing to see things from their perspective might not erase the annoyance, but it could help you respond differently instead of reacting with anger. You could calmly address the situation, assert your ideas, and focus on building a more positive working relationship. Forgiveness isn't about forgetting or condoning, it's about freeing yourself from those heavy chains of resentment. It's a powerful act of self-care that allows you to move forward with lightness and clarity. Remember, forgiveness is a journey, not a destination. Be kind to yourself along the way. And if you find yourself struggling, don't hesitate to reach out for support from friends, family, or a therapist. You've got this. Now go out there and make today amazing. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button, leave a review, and share this episode with someone who could use a dose of forgiveness power. Until next time, keep rising higher.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.